Oh my gosh. Thank you all for reading for us tonight. Daniela, Paula, Justin, Rachel, and Fred, this was a great reading. It was so wonderful. I mean, we don't have to wait for July 4th for fireworks. There was joy, sadness, reflection. There was red gum bands and Chopin's Heart and Porsches and Neruda and Mickey Mantle and even John, how do you say his name? John Cazale?
Yeah.
I have written a poem about John Cazale. I might have to send it to you. Thank you. A big thank you to White Whale, and to Anna, of course, to Halsey, whom this is her second to last appearance here before she goes off to Miami to grad school. Whoa, Halsey. Yay. Thank you so much. And a huge thank you to Chris, who is my accomplice, co-conspirator in these readings. And I'm always so grateful because he finds something extraordinary and poignant to open the evening with, so that we are lifted right up. Tonight it was Mickey Mantle. Okay. I'd just like to remind everybody that these readings will be available for your listening pleasure in probably about a week on the Hemingway's blog, Hemingway's, and you know about that, and that our next reading will be on July the 16th with Nikki Allen, John Dorsey, Patricia Jabe Wesley, Julie Spiker Kasdorf, and Stephen Lynn. And I have, I think, inherited Jimmy's tendency to mispronounce people's names. I used to be able to do that on my own, but I think, you know, he really just encouraged me. And he would have loved this reading. And I sent this, I just so you all know, I just sent a reminder of that this is all there to Gloria, because I want her to know that we are, we continue to move forward with this so that she can listen to. And she was married to Jimmy, as some of you know. So I just have to say, I am looking forward to this July 4th in a way I haven't for a while. I'm feeling a measure of hope and optimism, a sense that there are a lot of good people out there who care about this country and perhaps can together, you know, looking to work together, maybe we can move it forward as we have hoped for so long. And so I believe on Sunday, the weather is going to be sunny, not too hot. And I wish you a very gorgeous and thoughtful Independence Day. And thank you to all of our audience for coming out for this, for being there for us, and all good wishes.